ACB Radio's main menu. This is DJ C at acbradio.org with news and views you can use. And very special greetings to you once again. This is Don Coco recording from Sacramento, California. On today's main menu, my portion this week, I thought I'd take a look at Winamp, because I noticed that a lot of times we get questions on the list and people just are not clear about how to work with Winamp. They might know some things and not other things. So I thought a hands-on demo today would be a good idea. Now, this is not for me to supplement the fine material that's available at heretoday.com. If you go to heretoday.com, you will be able to listen to a very fine tutorial that Mr. Jonathan Mosen has done, and I encourage you to do that because it's very well done indeed. But this is just basically for the newer person who doesn't know about heretoday.com, an excellent resource, I might add, and I encourage you to visit there for tutorials and fine software. I'm just going to basically show you some of the ins and outs of Winamp is what we're going to do. So I'm just going to go over to the Winamp window, and I'm just going to drop into the Winamp window, and I'm now here. Now, let me talk about what happens when you first install Winamp. You'll install Winamp. You'll download it from either heretoday.com or winamp.com. The latest versions are always available. Right at the moment, the current release is 2.62. Now, they have earlier releases that they've had, and they've worked out bugs as they've gone along. They finally have it pretty good, I think, now. I don't think it's quite as bad as it once was. We used to have lots of problems with Winamp. They've come a long way with it, that's for sure. So you'll install Winamp, and the first thing that's going to happen when you tell it to finish the install is Winamp is going to come up on your screen, and you're going to get a dialog box asking for registration information. This is a little survey thing that they take. Now, if you've done this before, you don't need to do it again. There is a box, if you tab over, that will say, "Stop bugging me." And it does still, I did notice, it does still send it in, so it's futile. But you can put in, just all they ask for is just your email address. And whether you'd like to be notified of future releases. They do have a mailing list. However, I noticed that they very rarely even tell us about the new updates. Most of the time, we find out about the updates from the newsletters or from somebody telling us that they're out. So the newsletter is not the most reliable source, I would certainly say, for information. But you can still fill it out. It doesn't hurt. Like I say, they hardly ever bother us, so it's not really a big deal and probably worth filling out if they ever want to pursue the newsletter and tell people. I think they just want to know how many people are using their product, and it happens to be, what, millions. So that's basically the story with it. So you'll do that, and then you'll tell it, okay, and a second screen will come up, and there'll be things like walk, flash through, that's like to show you how Winamp works or give you a visual type of tour. But the button we're interested in is Run Winamp. So you're going to press, just tab around, you'll find Run Winamp, and you'll press that, and then you'll come up in the main Winamp window. Now let's teach you some of the commands. The real easy ones are the bottom row of typing keys, Z, X, C, V and B are the ones you'll use probably most frequently. Z is back. So if you have more than one song queued in your playlist, Z equal back. X equal play from the beginning of the track. That's the current track. C equals pause. V equals stop. And B, as in Bravo, equals forward. And those are the basic commands that you're going to use. Now, one thing to the new person to tell you, what comes up is they have a bunch of windows that actually come up in Winamp when you first install it. The mini browser, Alt-T, as in Tango, for example, comes up, and it's kind of a useless browser. I don't know why they quite put it in there, to be honest with you. It's not really that great, and it certainly is not speech-friendly. So the first thing you want to do is press Alt-T, as in Tango, and that will shut it right down. If you did want to use it again, it's a toggle key. Just press Alt-T again, and it will come up. But you probably will not want to use their mini browser. Now, you'll have other things in the window as well. There are other windows open. For example, Alt-G, as in golf, is the graphical equalizer, which is quite accessible, by the way. You can work with it, with the equalizer, and we probably won't get to talk about that on this particular show, but I'll probably get to that in a future show, because Winamp, really, to really cover it fully, will probably take more than one program. Alt-E, as in echo, is the very fine playlist editor. Now, for the blind listener, I would encourage you to download the Winamp set files that are available for both JFW and Window Eyes and install those, because they're very, very helpful. The JFW sets, while I myself do not use JFW, I understand are very well written, and they should work very well. And the Window Eye sets I do use, that Vic Begley wrote, and they are fantastic. So I encourage you to definitely download the set files, because without the set files, the editor, the Winamp editor, will be graphical, and that's not going to help you too terribly much. So Alt-E for the editor, Alt-G for the graphic equalizer, which again is accessible, and Alt-T for that foolish mini browser. Turn that off and you're ready to go. And when you toggle them off, whatever windows you leave open are still there. Also, Alt-W is the main Winamp window, and I encourage you to leave that on the screen at all time. Most commands will work across, but some of them, a few of them, do not. So you will want, in other words, if you're in the editor, a command may not work there that would work in the main window, and you need to be advised of that. For example, R for repeat or S for shuffle do different things, or the R anyway, in the editor. So be aware of that. You can go from window to window in Winamp with Alt-Tab. I'm sorry, Control-Tab. Forgive me, Control-Tab will take you from window to window. I got my finger right on it here. And this is how it works. You know, you just go from window to window. Winamp Playlist Editor is one of my windows that I have open, or and the main Winamp window. So let's start up a piece of music here, and we'll just go forward and backwards a little in a playlist to give you an idea. Let's start a piece of music here. Now we can go forward with B as in Bravo. Now we go to the next cut, because I have a playlist going here. And go forward again. And there we go. And, of course, I can go back with Zebra. So I can go back. Again, I can go forward with B. And I can pause with C, as in Charlie. And I can resume with C again. It's a toggle on and off. So, in other words, I can resume the song here. I'll wait till this gets into the song. This is a famous theme that I use. It's called the Percolator Twist by Billy Joe and the Checkmates. Is the instrumental that I use for my opening and closing. And it's now playing, and I can press the, just press the C, and that pauses it. I press the C again, and it starts right from where it left off. And that's basically how it works. And, of course, I can press V for stop. If I want to stop the music, I can press V, and that will stop the music. So, or if I wanted to start the song again from the beginning, I could press X as in X-ray. Now, let's talk about ID3 tagging. ID3 tagging is when they take the piece of music and they put a tag in it to identify it on the title bar. Have you noticed if you type your whatever key combination you use to read the title for our program today that it says the main menu? This is a way of alt tagging so that you can tell what's here. To get to the ID3 tagger in Winamp, we press Alt 3. I'll do that now. And the first box that pops up is the title. And these are edit boxes, the first couple anyway, so you can modify them and fix them. It says Percolator Twist. The second one says Billy Joe and the Checkmates is the second edit box. That's the artist. Hard to Find Pop Instrumentals is where it comes from. And no, I do not have the album. By the way, I just have the song. But this is where it originally came from. And then you have an edit box where you can put in the genre. So if they have a list of genres here as well in this next box, which is a combo box, and it shows it as rock, but you can scroll up and down. And then they have a comment field. I guess you could type a little comment in, I guess, if you wanted to. I very rarely ever see a comment. Then they have save, which allows you to save the information if you've modified it. Cancel. Remove ID3, and that's the spacebar button. If you press that, it will actually clear all the edit boxes. And then we have read-only boxes. Now, these boxes would not get removed because these have to do with the actual length of the song. And the way I read these boxes is I press my up arrow in this read-only edit box and go to the top of it because with Windowize it doesn't start at the top. So I press the up arrow, go all the way to the top, and then I can read the edit box. It shows that the size is 2.17. It shows it in bytes, not so it gives you the full thing, but it's a little bit over 2 megs, right? 2.17 megs. Almost 2.2 megs, let's put it that way. The length of the song is 132 seconds. And the MPEG is 1.03, layer 3. Is what that is, and that refers to the type of material that it is, the type of file, if you will. And unfortunately, they don't show this length in. They only show it in seconds. They don't show it in minutes. So you'll have to calculate if you're doing a program and you need to know how long something is or whatever, or you were going to put it on a mini disc or something, and you know you only have 2 minutes of a mini disc. You would want to check. Okay, it's 128-bit and 5074 frames is what it is. 5,074 frames, in other words. It's 44,100 hertz joint stereo. That's why it sounds so good. Private is no. CRC yes, no, it says. I'm not sure quite what these mean. Copyrighted no. Original, it says no. And emphasis is none. That's the bottom one. And there you go. And that's all there is, and then you're back to the title edit box. So if you made changes to that, you could certainly save it, and no problem at all. So we can start the song up again, and we can go forward in the song with the right arrow. See, I'm skipping all over the place with it now. I'm going forward into the song. So it's pretty good. You can turn the volume down if it's too loud. No problem. Whoops, I went too far in the song. Then I went all the way through it. This moves at a pretty good clip. You can turn it down with the down arrow. In Winamp, the down arrow will turn it right down, and just hold it down and it will slide down for you, which it just did. Or you can, of course, turn it back up. like that, and you bring the volume all the way up, and there you go. You can go to the next song and get it ready. Type X to start it, and the next song is ready. Go forward. By the way, you can do all this stuff also with the numpad, but it's easier on the keyboard, but you can do all the same stuff I'm doing here with the numpad. Oh, Elton John's Nikita. I just love this song. Wonderful piece of music. So there you go. There's an idea of how Winamp works from this perspective here. There probably are things I should talk about that I haven't touched on in this particular show today, so I'll probably cover them in future, but I do want to take time to talk a bit about the preferences. Again, repeat is a toggle that's either on or off. If it's on, it will repeat the entire list for you. If it's off, of course, it'll play the list and it will finish. S is shuffle on. S is shuffle off again if you press it. So that's just the letters, R or S, for repeat and shuffle. Control L allows you to type in shoutcast streams. For example, you can type in Jonathan's main menu stream. You type in 216.32.166.83:9554. Now, if you have more than one in your list here, you can just up and down arrow. For example, I have Mike Calvo's very excellent stream in here, and I can arrow down again. I have, there's the main menu, Slide Tone 1000 Smooth. I'll show you what that does maybe in a future edition. That's a tone generator that we use in broadcast work. So I have a bunch of these. And it will hold quite a few. There's Mike Gorman's stream, his oldie stream. So it'll hold quite a few. I don't know exactly how many it holds altogether. Maybe as many as you want to type in. And if you make a mistake, it's an edit box. You can just backspace and type again. You have open and cancel, and they show an example to help you with this. This is Control L. Now, you have L as in Lima. When you type L as in Lima, it says open files. And you can pick files singly if you want. So I can go to any directory I want here. For example, my MP3s directory. And I can pick any songs that I want. Now, when I do it this way, I can pick a song, press the space bar, then hold the control key down and locate the next song that you're interested in, press the space bar, and then you can scroll down and find another song that you're interested in and press the space bar. And when you've got the songs you want, because like I have several hundred MP3s in one list here, but I don't want to necessarily play them all, I could hit the return. And there's a song that comes up on the screen by Amy Grant. And again, I can go forward. And I can go forward. And there, I just selected three songs only here is what I did. Now, if I like my playlist, I can save it. I go to the playlist editor with Control-Tab or Alt-E if you don't have that window open, and then type Control-S. I can type it any way I want. /Windows/DESKTOP/TEST. So, C Windows Desktop, and I gave it the file name of test. Now, in this next box, you have two that you can save it as. You can save it as an M3U file, or a PLS file, are the two types of playlists that they offer. And PLS is normally what I save them in, but they're sort of uniform, actually. I guess you can save them in either format. They both seem to work, but I save mine in PLS files, is how I do it. And then you could tab over, and you could say save, and press the space bar on save, and it saves it there right to the desktop, and the music is still there. And you can also, if you close out Winamp and you open it up later, it does remember what you last had playing, so you could just hit X. And the beautiful thing about having the shuffle on is that it will reshuffle for you, and you can shuffle. So it's pretty good. Now, there's another way that you can do a folder if you want to do just an entire folder. You can type Shift L, and it will open a tree view. And because I left off with an MP3 library, it shows what's there. And there, if you tab over, you'll see a checkbox that says Recurse Subdirectories. I think, I don't want to be 100% sure on this one, to be honest with you, but I believe that means that if there are subfolders within folders, it will go through them and get all the music from them. So that's kind of the way it works. So I could tell that okay, and it will actually draw up my entire, all 200 or 300 songs or whatever I have in my playlist here. So I just did that, and it takes a second, and up comes the music. And again, I can type forward. If I didn't like a song, I don't want to hear it at that particular second. I can type forward. And the music just rocks on for me. So that's basically kind of the way this part of Winamp works. It's real easy to get familiar with. It works very well. No real problem at all. And it works very well indeed, and I don't see too many problems with it. The only problems that people tend to have are the preference areas. And on next week's show, I'll cover the preference areas for you of Winamp and teach you how those, because that's a section unto itself. And I will teach you how to negotiate the preferences. But I think I've given you probably enough information to get you started with Winamp. I think it's a fantastic program, to be honest with you, and it plays just about every file type you can think of, with the exception of the real audio format and the Windows Media format. So you do need to have the Windows Media and the real audio on your machine. You need those players to play those formats. But Winamp will support every other format, just about, that's for sure. They've come a long way. They've developed plugins for it. And in fact, they've had a lot of these plugins for a very long time, right from the early days. It'll play every kind of MIDI and mod and WAV file and just on and on, just different, all kinds of different mod tracker formats and that sort of thing. So Winamp, it's a great program, and I highly recommend it. If you have not used it before, you might think about giving it a try. Well, that's it until next time. So on behalf of the main menu, this is DJC at acbradio.org. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Thanks, Don. Part 2 next week in the series looking at Winamp. And if you'd like to obtain the Winamp set files for Window Eyes or the Winamp script files for JAWS for Windows that Don mentioned, they are available along with the latest version of Winamp from the download section at www.acbradio.org.